I think it's a welcome development because the NNPC has been indicted in several audit reports over the years. The most prominent among them is the KPMG report, which indicted the NNPC of massive corruption.
The statement from President Goodluck Jonathan's office said that the action was taken in furtherance of efforts to achieve greater transparency and accountability in government. Does this mean that the managing director, Austin Oniwan, could it be that he was also implicated in the parliamentary report, or this is just to clean house?
I think it doesn't really have anything to do with the managing director himself. I think it has to do with the system, the very corrupt system that NNPC operates. And I think it was necessary for the president to actually get rid of the board, you know, in order to put in new set of people with a new mindset, a mindset that would actually tackle corruption within the organization.
You mentioned the parliamentary report. This report alleged that Nigeria lost $6.8 billion between 2009 and 2011 through this fuel subsidy program. Much of this was blamed on the National Oil Company.
Exactly. Actually, NNPC was indicted in the report also. The report mentioned that they are owing the government $4.3 billion in subsidy payments because most of the payments were not supposed to have been made. Payments were made for oil products that were not supplied. And this was due to the internal corruption within the NNPC, which had to do with the collaboration between the NNPC and marketers, some of the oil marketers in Nigeria.
I know that President Goodluck Jonathan has been criticized on many fronts, particularly in the fight against this threat from Boko Haram. In this respect, with the firing of this managing director of this national oil company, do you believe the president is on the right path now in the fight against corruption?
Yes, I think it's the right step in the right direction. What is important is to ensure that if anyone was involved in any corrupt practices, any of the officials of the NNPC that has been sacked, if there's any report indicting them, it's important for the government to actually make sure that they are prosecuted for the people in Nigeria to be able to know, the Nigerian people to be able to know that the government really has the sincere intention, you know, to tackle corruption and, you know, stamp the corruption out of the system in the NNPC.